Hundreds of thousands banded together across the nation on Saturday in Bans Off Our Bodies, reproductive freedom protests aimed at upholding the landmark Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court verdict of 1973, and dozens flocked to the Sioux armed with signs, petitions and pens. Michigan Right to Reproductive Freedom protesters teamed up with the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, of Michigan, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan and Michigan Voices in a ballot initiative to create a state constitutional right to reproductive freedom. Sarah Maurer spearheaded the local walk that began at 11 a.m., collecting signatures along Portage Avenue. "My husband and I chose when we wanted to start a family," said Maurer over a string of beeping horns. "We made choices about when we had kids and when we were done having kids. I think everybody should have that choice." The signatures collected will be sent to the ACLU in Detroit for a total count. "This petition is just to get it on the ballot in November," said Susan Anderson. But some spoke out against both the ballot initiative and Bans Off Our Bodies protests. Chippewa County Right to Life Association President Phil Becker has accused its supporters of failing to understand the science of fetal development when making their choice. "An unborn baby's heart beats at 21 days. An unborn baby's brain activity is recorded at 45 days. An unborn baby can feel pain at 20 weeks. The My Body My Choice movement fails to recognize these scientific facts that prove there is another living human being involved in the decision. And that unborn baby also has rights, the most basic one being the right to life," said Becker. Some protesters simply did not wish to hear the opinion of a male. In bold black lettering, one sign read, "He who has no ovaries shall not make laws for she who does." "We shouldn't be protesting stuff that we protested 50 years ago," said Chris Roll. "I am 73. This is just nonsense. This affects everybody." Two young women went by with a stroller. The mom lifted the stroller and said, "Thank her because she is here for your future." Lessie Apolka offered deeper insight into what the previous mother's statement may have meant. "I had a son that was born with major deformity and he had to be in the hospital for several months," Apolka said. "It is a genetic condition, which means my children will be impacted by it, too. He was born with a hole in his diaphragm. The boy underwent serious surgeries, hospital visits, intensive care stays and multiple follow-ups to rack up approximately $350,000 in hospital bills about 4 years." Apolka said her son is doing well at 18 years old. Nonetheless, she fears the genetic condition could be passed on to her grandchildren. Apolka joined the protest to help ensure her children, along with future generations, still have the right to choose. Meanwhile, pro-life supporter Gina Livingston stood by Becker in urging Michigan voters to conduct further research before signing the petition. Under Michigan state law, Michigan Right to Reproductive Freedom for All has until July 11 to gather the 425,000 signatures needed to appear on the November ballot.